There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land in which you are lying. Your descendants will be like dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. All the people on earth will be blessed through you, your offspring. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. And I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. And when Jacob woke away from his sleep, he thought surely that all was in his place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And I'm not sure about you, but I haven't seen an angel. And clearly probably Jacob hadn't either until he had this dream. But our brother Job did see angels on a regular basis, as he operated in that place where heaven was very close and tangible to him. So Jacob about that time, he was running from his brother Esau, who had promised to kill him, as he had cheated him out of his father's blessing. And was fleeing nearly 500 miles or so to find refuge in the house of his mother's father, Bethuel. And he was probably afraid, he was probably anxious, he was probably rather lonely, I don't know who was with him, but probably not many people. And he really did need a lot of reassurance at that time. And the pictures of the angels ascending and descending. I think it's interesting that they use that order, ascending and descending. Ascending implying that the angels were already with us, we were already with him on earth. And they were just going back up to heaven, and a new set were coming down, or they were coming down with a different set of instructions or a different set of encouragement for him. And they would be accompanying him on that journey, and that was the assurance he was going to receive. And that's what he really needed to hear at that time. And I think probably that's what some of us need to hear at this time as we remember Job. That I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to the land, and I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised for you. And one of Job's greatest passions was worship. And although he may not have the best voice, he really loved to worship. And the one thing he did with the quality business in doing them early on was to pull us together and really encourage us to worship as a group. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to spend a good time in worship. And we're going to just think and pray and remember the promises that God has for us. And then, if the Lord has a word, please bring it forward and we'll find a time to share those. And then, having worshipped the Lord, we will then spend some time hearing some testimonies and some sharings at that time with your brother. And after that, we'll also have some time to pray. So let's stand together. Please do take a posture, any posture you like, you find comfortable, to worship the Lord. And let's do that. Let's invite His Holy Spirit to come and be with us now. Come, Holy Spirit.
Glory be to the Lord. Holy is the name. Worship you. Lord, we come before you. Lord, you are holy. You are mighty. You are worthy to be praised. Glory and honor and praise to you. Glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Blessed.